Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. I'm at the Canby Elementary School, and it's a science fair project today. And we're going to visit with Edward Ferguson. Edward's a fifth grader. And how do you like your project?
Yes, I like it.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about your project, your science project, Edward.
Okay. My project is what shape is the most stable for a building.
What shape is the most stable for a building? And you got a great display here. Why don't you explain to our listeners a little bit about the hypothesis and the procedure and stuff?
Okay, my hypothesis was that the triangle building will last the longest amount of time standing, and the square will last the second longest amount of time standing, and the circle will last the least amount of time standing.
Okay, so you have three buildings here. One's a triangle building, like you'd see in a skyscraper, right?
Yes.
And then a square building, and a circle building, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, you see all these shapes in a big metropolitan area, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. So what were the results? What did you find out from your science project?
The results were that the triangle stood the longest for round 1, 3, and 4. The circle stood the longest for round 2 and 5. And the square stood the longest for none of the rounds. But when I changed the positions, the square stood the longest for all the rounds.
Okay. I'm sorry, I should have backed up here. Talk about the procedure. What did you do to test this?
First, I set a wooden board on one PVC pipe. Then I set the buildings on the board. Then I start the timer and shake the board on the PVC pipe to simulate a earthquake. Then I stop each timer when each building falls. Write down the time and each building fell. Repeat 5 times.
Okay. And so what was your conclusion, Edward, on what shape is the most stable building?
In conclusion, my hypothesis was wrong. I was right about triangle standing the longest for some of the tests. I was wrong about circle standing the least amount of time. And I was wrong about square standing the second least amount of time. Some things that could have affected the results are the building positions as a second variable, shaking the board that the buildings were on by hand could have been inconsistent.
Okay. All right, real good, Edward. I think you're going to be an engineer someday. All right. Is that what you want to be?
Yeah.
To build buildings?
Sort of.
Okay.
Like an architecture person.
Yep, you'd be good at that. You got a good start, Edward.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you. That's Edward Ferguson, a fifth grader at Canby Elementary, during the science fair project here.